Meripika Raukawa Tate is kindly with us. Meripika is our touchstone in Rotorua. We'll be talking about important issues, and one that is surfacing there is the fact that the coalition government says it's prioritising moves for whānau, particularly those with children, out of emergency housing and into homes. There were some disparaging comments flicked around politically too, saying, look, these people can move out of emergency ACOM, they can't sleep on the couch of one of their whānau. Well, if that was possible prior to them needing emergency accommodation, that's probably where they would be. But houses are full and some people have run out of options. Meripika Raukawa Tate has eyes and ears on social issues in and around the Sulphur City, and she's always neat to have a kōrero with. Kia ora anō, te tohine, kia ora Meripika.
Morena, Dale.
Well, are there homes for these people on in emergency accommodation to go to?
No, they're not. No, of course they're not, Dale. And you're quite right. I mean, the motels and the emergency accommodation are used because where else are people going to go? So it's already, it's all very good saying, well, we're going to prioritise families, you know, mothers with their children or parents with their children, and prioritise their housing. But the housing needs of everyone are important. And just saying, well, they're not going to go into motels, we want to move them out as soon as possible. Well, there's just not, you have to be realistic, and the government has to be realistic. There just is not the housing stock to house all of the people that need homes.
You and I know it's not just about a home, isn't it? It's about wraparound services so that people aren't sitting idle in small units. And idle hands, devil's playground. I mean, we need much more than just plonking people into accommodation. How important is this pastoral care issue around those who are in desperate circumstances?
Well, it's really important, Dale, because you're quite right that there's often these families do have multiple needs, and some of them are very high and complex needs. And so as soon as they do get accommodation, then you've got to make sure that they're provided with those wraparound services. Because it's so often it isn't just a house, a home. It is absolutely, sometimes it's those other issues, those other needs that are actually more of a priority. So you have to look at the total package. And also, you've got to make sure that the housing fits their needs. Otherwise, you're just going to try and put them into accommodation that really can actually exacerbate many of their problems as well. So it is a big issue, and it just can't be done to say, well, we've got to get these people out, we've got to get them in somewhere else. Well, where do they go for one thing? But it is also about the quality of the housing, and it must suit the needs of the families.
Also, talk that if you're going to take people out of emergency ACOM and put them on the top of the list for a kāinga ora whare, then that pushes those sitting at the top of the list down. What can we do of that?
Well, that's right. It's, I think, really, I don't believe they've thought it through very well. Because everybody who is in emergency housing and, you know, the housing that they've got the people in the motels, everyone is there because they do have housing needs that are not available at this point in time. So, you know, it's ridiculous to say that we'll start to prioritise from the people who are already there. They're there because they've been through a prioritising selection. And so it's, I just think really they should have been talking to the providers, to the funders, the providers and the families, and get a really good handle on what are their needs. But you just can't dream up houses. You just can't dream them up and wish them into existence because the housing stock isn't there right now.
Kāinga ora say they've got about 900 homes in Rotorua, and they'd like to build 500 more in the year ahead, two-thirds of those apparently new builds. You possibly know the councillor, Don Patterson. He's quoted as saying that the scale of the building program has residents fearing that the tourism gem that is Rotorua is becoming the social housing capital of New Zealand. But kāinga ora say there's no robust evidence to suggest that their activities in Rotorua are pushing down house prices. Some thoughts in that regard, please, Meripika?
Yes, no, the housing prices in Rotorua, they're certainly they're stable. If anything, they're starting to creep up again, to climb up again. You know, this is, I mean, we've always had social housing in Rotorua. We are a low-income community. We're a low-income city. So social housing has always been here in big numbers. But I have to say that in recent, the last decade, both governments decided that they would start to sell them off. So, you know, so that the governments have been the architect of the current situation that that our families are now experiencing. And it just is such a sad state of affairs. And for the families, it's not desirable. We know that. And many of them end up with additional problems from when they went in. And that's how bad it is.
Are the voices of advocacy for those in these most difficult situations being amplified enough? Who's in their corner?
I think those voices have been quietly told to pull their head in, because you don't hear the advocacy that there used to be. You just do not. And I know that there's been a real push to get people out of motels already in Rotorua, and I know they're just becoming, they've just sort of blended back into the woodwork. Some of them are now back sleeping rough. Some of them are now back sleeping in their cars down by the lake. So, you know, when they say there's a problem with housing, of course there's a problem with housing. It's been here for a while, and it can only be addressed. This time it should be addressed properly. Otherwise, the problems just will not go away.
How are you reacting in your own hometown? I'm guessing many of the streeties would know you, but some won't. So are they banging on your door asking for a cigarette, asking for spare change, begging in the streets? I mean, I feel for our whānau who find themselves in that position. And to be honest, Metepeka, I find it a little awkward at times, because even in my community, there are some people who just sit on the ground, but they're there day after day after day. It's almost like they feel it's a job. How do you react?
I feel very sad when I see it. And many of them are younger people. And to me, they have a look of hopelessness about them, that most of them just sit quietly with a sign. There are some who decide to go up to cars when they're waiting at the traffic lights, and that's never good because people get very impatient then. But no, I think now there's this view that these people are worthless, that they add no value, and you know, let's tell them to go jump in the lake. I mean, that's the view, that's the feeling that I'm getting now. People are overseeing the begging. But at the end of the day, people don't, I don't think by choice most people go to bed. Some people say, oh, yes, they do. You know, that they're just useless and wasters and things like that. I believe, Dale, that they've lost all hope. Probably they've lost their pride. And so they're doing, they're taking probably an easy road out by holding up a sign. But I don't believe that's an easy road. I feel it's... it's a sad thing to see, and but people are over it. Have to be honest, people are really over it.
Well, there's a lot to consider here, and I know that it's a proud community trying to do its best, but there are significant layers of problems. Metepeka, you're outspoken. What do you make of this last 100 days of politics?
Well, I mean, half of it they campaigned on. They certainly did that. And, of course, many other things in the 100 Days Action Plan, they didn't. And so if you look at it, most of that stuff that they're either disestablishing or repealing or rolling back, those were regulations and actions that really supported many of our vulnerable families. And so now they're again feeling vulnerable. They're feeling hit on, targeted, and I think most Kiwis are fair-minded, and I don't believe the majority of Kiwis are liking what they see this government doing, Dale. And so there's real danger here that the vulnerable are being picked on, and that will cause a division within New Zealand society, and it might not have a good outcome for all New Zealanders, because I think there will be some Kiwis that will take to the streets, and I think that they will be supported, and then there'll be some that will just want to put the boot into them. That would be a sad day if that happens in Aotearoa.
Thanks again for your thoughts and time. Looking forward to our next conversation. Mauriora, kia koe. Merepeka.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merepeka, lokawa teitu.